1320 WILS. Great to have you here. Uber, it's actually one of the Silicon Valley's biggest success stories, now close to $70 billion in value, operating in more than 70 countries. But now employees coming out saying that there's an aggressive and unrestrained workplace culture there. Bobby Albert with us, a workplace culture expert. You can find him at bobbyalbert.com. Bobby, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you very much. It's sure a pleasure to be part of your program here today.
Yeah, how do you become an expert in workplace culture?
Well, is anybody that's beyond 200 miles from where you are, you become an expert.
And how did you decide to make this a focus of your work?
Well, in my own business, people for many years have asked me to speak and do workshops and on our culture, my leadership style. And what was very significant is in 2005, when I, and it took me 2.5 years to discover my core values, is when I did, and shared it with our people, is our company from 2005 to 2011. And you know what the economy was doing during that time. It was in the tank from late 07 through 08, and to some extent to right now. But when I sold my company in 2011, we had increased our revenue 5 times or 500%.
Yeah. What industry was that in, by the way?
Well, it's not a very fancy industry. It was the moving business.
Huh. Okay. And you said your profits were what at that point?
Well, they also increased over 5 times or over 500% during that time.
Huh. And what was the secret to that?
Well, it really had to do with our core values. And because before I even discovered who I was, and that's our core values, is I determined that I wanted to be a values-driven company that achieved results, not a results-driven company that has values.
Okay, interesting, because, Bobby, Uber's, they have some core values, but one of their top priorities was achieving growth and revenue targets. Is that a bad value to have?
Well, that's a very good question. If I might share with you what are core values and what they're not. Core values is the behave, how you want your people to behave. In other words, who you are, how you want your people to behave as they pursue your purpose, why you exist, your vision, where you're going, and even your objectives, your strategies, your tactics, and your performance goals. But what core values are not, they're not those type of words that you aspire to be, that you would like to obtain, because the core values have to be authentic, because the leadership has to live out those core values.
Fair enough, Bobby. Bobby Albert with us here on WILS. It's bobbyalbert.com. But when you look at Uber, I mean, the accusations from employees is that there was some sexual harassment, some discrimination, some homophobic slurs, that kind of thing. But you're talking about a company, $70 billion that just exploded. Should they be given some leeway in that context?
Well, it's interesting, you know, that you've got employees and former employees that are making these type of complaints. And what that tells me, a couple things it tells me. It tells me that the core values of not on make, and I don't know Uber well enough to declare this with them, but any organization, when you have employees that are saying, we're not living out what we said we were going to be, is that tells me they were core values that you aspire to be rather than them being authentic.
Fair enough, but when you are aggressively growing, I mean, obviously this is a story like no other, right? $70 billion in 70 countries, and part of the issue is they kind of allowed more local, these branches out there to have their own control. They told managers to be themselves. That was one of the things they were encouraging. What do you think of that, by the way, for managers to be themselves? Is that a good thing?
Well, in some ways it is, but when when you get down to core values is when they're more than five or six, and in the case of Uber, they claim to have 14. When you get more than five or six, they are more likely not core values. They're more, some of them could be core values, but others could be more like operational practices or desires of the type of results, like you mentioned before. But there, when you think of them having 14, that is too many for your people to even remember.
Right, but let me ask you this, Bobby. Did you ever find, though, some of the values that you were instilling got in the way of making additional profit?
Well, that's a very insightful question, because I found in my own company, there was one time with a customer, one of our largest customers, that violated one of our core values in their relationship with me. And I chose to talk with them about that, and I knew by me bringing it up, it was a good chance I was going to lose one of our largest customers over that.
Did you?
No, we didn't.
What was it they violated? Can you tell me that?
Well, they would not live with integrity.
And how do you judge that kind of thing? That's pretty broad.
Well, that's a very good question, because to me, the definition of integrity is doing the right thing regardless of the consequence. Yeah. See, our tendency is to look at their consequence first and then decide what decision we're going to make. And that's not living with integrity.
Interesting. And your values actually extended to your customers, so beyond your own company.
That's right, because when we introduce our core values, we not only dealt with, you know, explaining it with our employees, but we shared it with our customers as well as our suppliers.
And you had four of them, is that right?
Well, we actually had six of them.
Six. Did you rank them one to six? Or?
Well, that's another very insightful question. The answer is no, even though I wrote them down. I didn't put them in any particular order. But
can you run through them quickly? Or?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Let me share this, is our value statement was people, people, people. And the six core values were to pursue personal growth, live with integrity, add value to others, strive for excellence, enhance relationships as we drive for results, and achieve significance. By me, you know, listing those out with you, if you want to know who I am, it's right there. Yeah. But it took me 2.5 years to figure out who I was. And you have to introspectively, which is not very easy and not too many people are doing it, introspectively is try to figure out who you are. You got to ask yourself some tough question, like, what do I stand for? What am I all about? Why did I say what I just said? Why did I do with...
Now, what got you to look so deeply into yourself then?
Well, something just started stirring in me to think, I need to figure out who I was.
Now, were you in some kind of crossroads? Were you having business issues at the time, or what was happening?
Well, okay, that's another very good question. No, I really didn't. We had some core values. We didn't call them core values, but we call them our mission statement. And there were eight of them, but I couldn't even remember them. Our people couldn't remember them. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking, there's something not right about this. And so I just quit sharing them with our employees until I could figure out who I was. Mm-hmm. And what helped me a lot is I read a book by a very well-known business author by Jim Collins, who wrote what he's mainly known as a book called Good to Great, which he sold over 60 million copies. He also wrote a book called Built to Last.
And you're saying basically you were good at that time and you feel that things shifted to great after that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We based on his research, he's really a researcher, and he found that companies, he came up with two phrases. It's to preserve the core and stimulate progress. And what he means by preserving the core is he found in his research these companies that outperform the average stock market from 1926 to 1991, that the ones that preserve the core during that all those years with all the changes that took place in the economy and things outperform 15 times more than the average stock market.
Incredible. One last thing, Bobby. What, since selling the company, the moving company, what? How do you spend your time now?
Well, I'm enjoying my second half of life, doing things like being able to talk with you and to achieve significance, which to me means to make a difference in people, for people, and through people.
Bobby Albert, workplace culture expert. Find him at BobbyAlbert.com, and that's BobbyAlbert.com. Bobby Albert, right here on 1320 WILS. Bobby, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed this.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.